Welcome to Israel 18 News at 12 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a bright and sunny afternoon across most of Israel. Tel Aviv and Haifa are enjoying clear skies, while Jerusalem is basking in the warmth of the day. Perfect weather for those venturing outside. Here are today's headlines. First, according to the Times of Israel, a foreign intelligence report reveals Qatar has been aiding Iran economically and militarily for years. The cooperation reportedly expanded after the 2018 collapse of the nuclear deal. Also in the past hour, Walla reports on the behind-the-scenes discussions regarding al-Shara's refusal to deal with Hezbollah. This comes amid a request from former President Trump to Damascus to engage against Hezbollah in Lebanon. Also this hour, Israel Hayom highlights a high school girl's innovative app that calls for help using a code word. The students from Pardes Hana won a national competition for their creation. Separately, Forward discusses the legacy of Obama's Iran deal and questions critics about their stance. The article underscores the ongoing debate surrounding the deal's impact on regional stability. And finally, JNS reports on a former hostage's confrontation with a UN rapporteur regarding Hamas's sexual violence. Ilana Gritsevsky challenged the UN Human Rights Council, asserting her experience as evidence. Here's what people are saying online. Ynet News reports that a former professional ballet dancer who joined the IDF was injured in a Lebanon drone strike. This personal story highlights the diverse backgrounds of IDF personnel. Israel Hayom English mentions that Israel is being sidelined as the US and Iran establish a military oversight cell in Lebanon. This development suggests shifting dynamics in the region's power structure. The Times of Israel notes that representatives from various bodies of the Board of Peace will gather in Cyprus next week. The meeting aims to recalibrate efforts after a challenging 6 months in Gaza's post-war management. Now for more on those stories, starting with the Times of Israel's report on Qatar and Iran. The intelligence suggests that Qatar has been supplying rocket fuel and other materials to Tehran. This partnership reportedly intensified after the nuclear deal's failure in 2018. The implications could be significant for regional security dynamics and international diplomatic efforts. Turning to Walla's insights on Syrian leader al-Shara, his refusal to cooperate with Hezbollah under pressure from Trump's administration highlights a complex web of alliances and tensions in the region. These discussions could influence future diplomatic strategies involving Syria and its neighbors. Meanwhile, the Israel Hayom story about the high school girls app showcases the ingenuity of young Israelis. Their app allows users to call for help without physical interaction, aiming to increase personal safety. Such innovations reflect the proactive approach of Israel's younger generation towards societal challenges. On the diplomatic front, Forward's article revisits the Iran nuclear deal. Critics of the deal are urged to provide explanations for their opposition, particularly in light of ongoing tensions with Iran. This discourse remains crucial for shaping future policy and international relations. Lastly, JNS's coverage of Ilana Gritsuski's testimony at the UN underscores the human cost of conflict and the pressing need for accountability. Her testimony could influence international perspectives on Hamas's actions and the broader humanitarian situation. On the economic front, first, Walla Business highlights the trend of dog-friendly offices arriving in Israel. Companies are embracing this trend to enhance workplace morale and reduce stress. Separately, CTech reports that ICL has signed a significant potash supply deal with India's largest importer. This agreement solidifies Israel's role in the global potash market. And finally, Israel Hayom Business discusses the Sheikh Tower in Kiryat Yam. This new business district aims to redefine the work experience in northern Israel with innovative design. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 1 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.